Well, we've got Hannah with us today, Clinton County Conservation.
Yes.
And of course, this is a big weekend for you. I didn't realize it's upon us already. We're going to see some bald eagles, and I'm sure they're there.
Yes. Yep. It's our 42nd annual Bald Eagle Watch. So that is a pretty big program that we put on or help put on with the Upper Mississippi Fish and Wildlife, as well as the Corps of Engineers. So it's kind of a split program between Clinton Community College and the Lock and Dam 13 in Fulton. So the Lock and Dam people will be set up with warming stations and spotting scopes, and that will be kind of going from 8:30 to 2:30. You're more than welcome to go any other time, but that's when people will be there to kind of talk with and give you some warm refreshments and things like that. And then the college doors open at 9 o'clock, and then programs are on the hour starting at 10 through 1 o'clock. So it'll go through 2 p.m., I guess. And we've got lots of great presentations.
Well, tell us, what are some of the presentations that are going to be taking place?
So myself and my coworker Emma, who's another naturalist, we are doing a live bird of prey presentation at 10 o'clock to kind of kick off the day with our birds that we have. And then at 11 o'clock, Jeremiah Haas, who is a biologist out at the nuke plant in Cordova, he is going to be presenting on his bald eagle tracking. So they do things there at the nuke plant with trapping and things like that, and then they track them. So he's going to be presenting on that. And then at 12 o'clock, there is another live birds of prey program from Wings and Talons. I'm not sure what birds they're bringing, but they'll be bringing a couple also, and they're really fun to listen to and see, of course. And then Ed Britton will be finishing off the day at 1 p.m. with a presentation on celebrating bald eagles.
So is there any cost involved in all this, Hannah?
No, so it is completely free to come in and check out all the booths. Tons of different organizations that are local, kind of conservation focused, will be there, like Master Gardeners, the Fulton Nature Center. Several different booths will be there with things as well. It's free all day long. There is a Cub Scout group out of Mount Carroll that will be there with food and drinks if you would like to purchase any of that. But otherwise, yeah, it's completely free. It's going to be a super fun day, lots of great presentations, and I encourage you to come on out and venture over to the Lock and Dam too, because the eagles are really congregating, especially with this cold weather, and it's definitely a sight to see.
I don't believe there's any shuttle services, right?
No.
Okay, everybody's on their own.
Yep, everybody's on their own. There will be some pamphlets at the college. I don't know if they'll have any at the Lock and Dam, but it'll kind of give you a map on how to get from one place to the other if you're unfamiliar with the area.
Going back to the Lock and Dam, you said there is going to be somebody there who maybe talk a little bit about what the folks are looking at?
Yes. Yep. So members of the Corps of Engineers will be there, as well as the stewards of the Upper Mississippi. They are the volunteer group that is associated with Fish and Game. So they will be there also, and they'll have spotting scopes and be able to educate you some or answer questions if you have them. And then there's also going to be some warming stations and then some warm refreshments also.
So again, as you pointed out, this has been going on for some time now, and
yes,
I know it's very well received by the public, and they could just kind of come and go depending upon what presentation they would really like to see.
Yeah, definitely. Come and go as you please. Support the Cub Scout group by grabbing some lunch there if you would like. But yeah, there's going to be all sorts of great presentations, and we try to mix them up each year, so you're probably going to see different presentations than you have in the past, so it's definitely worth coming back out to see what's going on.
Great to have you in studio, but people probably on Facebook or other social media, they can find out more information?
Yes. So if you go to Clinton County Conservation on Facebook, we've uploaded information about the event as well. With like the brochure and the location address and things like that, and we'll update you if anything changes with it there.
Before we let you go, what's happening with the Clinton County Conservation? What's going to be taking place in 2026?
2026, all sorts of great programs coming up. We've got some more consistent programming out at Rock Creek most Thursdays, some Saturdays. We've got outdoor exploration at 10 a.m. on most Thursdays. That's just a program where the kids can come out, and depending on the weather, it determines what the activity will be. So it might be ice fishing this week, or ice skating, throwing sticks on the ice, shelter building, who knows. Jessica runs that program, and she uploads it usually on Facebook on Mondays to kind of let you know what to be looking out for. But it's a lot of fun. It's a really good way to just get outside and have fun. And then she's also doing a crafternoon at the creek. So if you are enjoying some crafts, you can bring your own or do hers, but you do have to register online for that just so she knows how many supplies to bring and things like that. And then we do have our winter fun day coming up in February. That will be on Saturday the 21st. Hopefully we'll have great weather just like last year, and we'll be able to do a lot of outdoor winter activities. But of course, we'll kind of check in on the weather closer to that and determine what will be happening exactly, because Mother Nature changes quickly, as we all know. So those are kind of the upcoming ones. We also have, you know, trivia coming up in March. So if you would like to form a trivia group and come out to Rock Creek for that, that's a great event also.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.